Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So, Mike, apparently Max Fried is nearing his decision. Here are the teams. It's not the Braves. Yankees, Red Sox, Blue Jays. The Yankees, Red Sox doesn't surprise me. The Blue Jays a little bit because, the kind of money we're talking about. But for everybody who was wondering, you know, what's going to happen with Max Fried, this is the part that Mike kept talking about during the season. When I said, hey, I'd love to have him back, and Mike said, look, he's going to get offered a lot more money elsewhere. And obviously that is the case for a guy like Max Fried. Two-time All-Star, three-time Gold Glover. We know what he did for us in the 2021 World Series in that big moment where he just stepped his game up. But he's 30 years old, and Mike, he's about to get and apparently these deals are on the table, right? When you find out like he's nearing his decision, this is like Soto. I got two deals. I'm about to make my decision. That is Fried. Is he going to the Yankees? Is he going to the Red Sox? Or is he going to the Blue Jays? Where do I want to go? Because if the money is equal, and it probably is, where do I want to go? Mike, I think he's going to be a Yankee.
Yeah, I mean, either way, you got short porch. I mean, for lefties, you know, you always think like right-handers will struggle because of the green monster. But either way, those are tough places to pitch. Yankee Stadium is still a tough place to pitch, if we're honest. But, hey, the money's right. And if he goes to the American League and our interests don't conflict with interests, we wish him well. Toronto. Everybody,
The Yankees have more? I shouldn't say more.
Well, they have $750 million burning a hole in their pocket that would have been earmarked for Soto.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a nice place, plus less pressure. I mean, I don't like we were talking about this the other day with the audience. There's no hometown discount, and because he saw other players, and like I get it, the way that Alex operates, it's great. You're locking players. You think Ronald Acuña now, he can't really say anything because he's been injured of late. But you look at some of these contracts that are resetting the market, and Braves have got some of the great values in baseball. Acuña and Albies alone.
Agreed.
That's two players, which doesn't even add up to like a third of some of these contracts. But you get back to Fried, this is the only chance to get paid. So, yeah, Yankees, Red Sox. How about that?
They are, yeah, I'm with you. The Blue Jays is, it's not weird because we just traditionally haven't seen the Blue Jays spend this kind of money. Right. Over the years. But listen, there was a time where Roger Clemens was a Blue Jay, right? And you kind of went, that sounds weird. A lot of people are saying he wanted to go back to the West Coast, but these West Coast teams are not interested. Giants are not a finalist. The Angels, Mike, are not a finalist. He was interested in going back to the West Coast, but those offers are not there. So he's more likely going to end up in one of those two places.
Yeah, and again, it's funny. Whenever we talked about Freddie, everybody became a tax expert that was a Braves fan. Remember that? I do know when you're in Canada, that's 80, you know, you got 81 games of a very higher tax rate up there in Canada.
Well, and you know what's crazy?
If that matters to you.
Well, here's the deal, and I don't know if it does. Juan Soto just signed that deal. I mean, New York, you know, the taxes in New York are stupid.
Yeah, it's not as bad as Cali, but it's close. But you're right, man. I got a fun story coming up in Guy Talk about Juan Soto and how the Yankees blew this deal. And it's not about the money. You'll be surprised.
All right, guys. Want to hear from you, 404-726-0929 as we're talking about the Dogs, obviously the Falcons And more on the Falcons coming up and more on what Raheem Morris had to say. Mike and I will be up there at Flowery on Thursday, kind of a different week because of the Monday night football game. But we'll get a chance to visit with Coach on Thursday. And then, as we mentioned, and maybe we haven't, but we're going to Army-Navy again this year, and we're looking forward to that over the weekend. Saturday, I think the game, it's the only game, by the way, that's on.
Yeah, I think it's 3 o'clock at FedEx Field.
Yeah, 2 o'clock pregame here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and 3 o'clock kick. Is it FedEx Field now? Whatever the name is.
Yeah, I'm so bad on my naming rights. It used to be, like, I still can't call Heinz Field, whatever the hell they call it these days in Pittsburgh. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I had not been to the Army-Navy game since I was a kid. And you and I had, I mean, I don't want to speak for you, but we had so much friggin' fun up in Boston with that game. The atmosphere, the environment. And we got to be on the field on the Navy sideline, it so happened. And we watched the game play out right in front of us. It was great.
It came down to a goal line stand, basically, right. or you know, for last year. But Army's so good. Like, this is no fluke. They've already won their conference. They will be favored in the game if you're into things like that. And then, you know, you're going to have a 12-1 Army team. Go, Army. And the committee didn't even look at him, Mike.
Yeah,
didn't even give him a chance.
I guess their only it would have been a Herculean task to beat Notre Dame with the depth Notre Dame had, but that didn't happen. But, yeah, it's still going to be a special season, and it's – again, I love it, and I know that Nestler, we're going to hopefully catch up with Brad on Friday. He's got a million things. He's meeting with the coaches, too, that day. But, yeah, it's great. It's tradition. And we're hoping it was going to not get watered down because of so many – remember early in the year there was a chance that Army-Navy could have rematched.
That's right.
Because of the conference championship. Either way, we'll be up there in D.C.
All right, that's going to happen over the weekend, and we'll be back here on Monday. But that's going to be a lot of fun. Friday, we can't tell you who. All we know is there's going to be a plethora of guests that will be stopping by. Some names you know, some high-ranking military officials. I mean, it's going to be an interesting show because we love to talk about that game and what it means for our country. All right, as we continue on, and we said NFL Blitz is on the way, one other thing I do want to mention, Mike, is we get to talking about this Belichick situation. Because here's the other thing I've gotten this week after the loss with the Falcons, that the Falcons made a mistake, that we wouldn't be in this predicament if listen, whether it's fair or not, I'm just stating what's been said to me. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be in this predicament if Arthur Blank made the decision to go with Belichick. And I just want to examine this for a second. You didn't feel that way when we were 6-3, right? We felt like this thing was on the right track. We were moving in the right direction. What Ra has to do and what this coaching staff has to do now and this front office, because everybody's responsible, is show us, Mike, they can fix it. They have to show us they can right the ship. Because if they can't, we're going to continue to lose trust. I don't think this has anything to do with Belichick. If Belichick was here and we were 6-3 on a 4-game losing streak, you'd feel the same way. And as a matter of fact, you'd be calling us saying, Dukes and Bell, man, he ain't no good no more.
And look, as we said, whether or not it got so far down the road that Belichick maybe cost himself the opportunity with other teams, it never happened. Nobody else hired Bill Belichick. His best job offer is to be at North Carolina. And the bargaining chip in
North
Carolina after Mack Brown has just flamed out in his second visit. I mean,
take your shirt off.
I mean, and the idea that I'll say it, his idiot, you know how I feel about nepotism.
Yes.
That his idiot son is going to be like the coach in waiting. His greatest accomplishment is being the defensive coordinator for one season at Washington. So it's weird. But getting back to your initial point, I get it. All of the people around Arthur Blank said, you can't bring him in here. He'll fire all of us. That's the perception. That he had all the guys that were in the brain trust and said, Belichick's going to come in and clean house, which he may have. And then Arthur perhaps got some one-on-one with one of his good friends in the league, Bob Kraft. And the relationship was great for 2 decades. And it soured, and Belichick became this megalomaniac. And Kraft says, you don't want to deal with this. And then, of course, life after Brady was garbage. It just is.
It is.
So I wasn't interested. The guy I wanted, I was told by our audience I was insane to want Jim Harbaugh. Now, I love Jim Harbaugh for one reason. It was so outside the Falcon box. It was so completely out of the realm of anything that we've seen Arthur Blank do in the past. I mean, let's be honest. Harbaugh, it's a solid piece. Defense. You see what he's building in Los Angeles with the Chargers. He's going to have brick and mortar. You're going to be solid in the trenches. You're not going to beat yourself. And hopefully, you know, he could work with Terry and they can put something together. Raheem, to a lot of our listeners, was a retread. You know, and I like Raheem. We love his energy. But you just said it. You've got 4 games now to prove that you and Jimmy Lake and all the guys you hired can fix this thing. Because even though this is year one, this is year 8 for Falcon Nation. We've seen the incompetence. We've seen this team blow things and injuries and all the other things that happened after the Super Bowl, which, fair or unfair, is part of now. It's not fair. It's on your shoulders, too.
But, Mike, that's the bigger part. And it's not Raheem's fault that we have endured, okay, these losing seasons right. year after year. That's not on him. Even though now we're hoping that he can be a part of the solution. And that is what we're battling as fans. Let's get over this Belichick thing. I mean, I'm telling you, if Belichick was here and we did the same thing, I guarantee you, you'd be telling me we hired the wrong guy. This is about every NFL coach. Sirianni went through this in Philly last year.
Right.
You have to show that when you go through these losing streaks, and sometimes they happen, you know what to do, you know how to deal with your guys, and you know the moves to make. Mm. Sometimes, even if that means Mike changing your quarterback. But you've got to be willing to do whatever it takes. Once we get out of this thing, we'll all feel a lot better. But to Mike's point, we are now going back to 2018, 7-9. Where were you guys in 2018? What were you doing? 7-9 in 19. 2020, pandemic's here, 4-12. This is what we've been dealing with, 7-10, 7-10, 7-10. So Mike is right. That is our issue as a fan base. That's not solely Raw's responsibility. But this is why we brought you here. You gotta get us right.
Right, and that's why a lot of folks were lukewarm on the hire. And then you heard the press conference. Everyone says, "Man, I really like his energy, and I like." And the players warmed and bought into it. That's great. But now you've hit the bricks. You've really hit the skids, I should say. You've got to get this thing turned around.
Now,
we've seen 5-game losing streaks 3 times to Dan Quinn. We saw a 6-game losing streak. We saw a 5-game losing streak to start his last season, and then Raheem Morris finished as an interim coach with a 5-game losing streak. We lose to the Raiders. That's another 5-game. I can't remember another franchise I've ever rooted for as a fan every city I've lived in having that many 5-game losing streaks.
I will say this, and this is not necessarily in defense of Raw, but I would ask any of you.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
How much more can he do when Kirk Cousins is playing the way he is?
But you can change it. You have the power to say, Kirk, I don't know what's going on.
Did you say I've got the power?
You've got the power.
I've got the power!
And I want to fight the power that is, for whatever reason, keeping Kirk Cousins under center, and let's go get Penix Jr. out there. Well, I'll tell you this real quick. We got a break. Belichick.
Yeah.
One thing Belichick never would have done. Now, if he could have brought Josh McDaniels in here, maybe, but the way he mishandled all those offensive coaches and nonsense was ridiculous at the end with the Patriots. But one thing Belichick never would have done is sign a quarterback and then draft a quarterback.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Start your new career with H&K Group Incorporated. H&K Group wants to offer you the opportunity to be part of the industry leader. 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Visit hkgroup.com and apply today. H&K Group does not discriminate. Experience more with H&K.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you 4 free 5G phones and 4 lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.